Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our local news for this hour. Vincent Michael Ciego has accepted a plea deal avoiding jail time in a domestic dispute case. Ciego pleaded no contest to disorderly person jostling, a misdemeanor, with the original charges dismissed. His attorney, Andrew Lockhart, stated that no contest plea was a strategic move to protect Ciego from potential civil liability stemming from an altercation with his father on January 1, 2026, which involved pushing and shoving, but no reported injuries. The court imposed fines and costs totaling $675, with a $350 bond applied. Ciego now owes $360, payable at $30 a month over the next year. The judge warned that missing payments could lead to additional fees or even a bench warrant. And Myers and Badak Store has donated $950 in gift cards to Thumb Chapter MI-178 of the Blue Star Mothers, a nonprofit organization that supports military families. The donation was presented by Rhonda Deeg from Myers Human Resources Department to Lynn Shurhart, a member of the Blue Star Mothers. The gift cards will be used to help assemble Easter care packages for service members and their families. The Blue Star Mothers expressed gratitude for Myers' support, which will assist in providing essential items and holiday treats to military personnel during Easter season. The Blue Star Mothers of America organization was founded in 1947 and continues to provide support, advocacy, and outreach for families of active duty and veteran service members. We'll be back with more news right after this public service announcement.
Right now, in the United States, millions of kids are living with hunger. This is something we can't ignore, but there is an answer. When kids get healthy meals, they have greater focus, more energy, and higher grades. Nothing is more important than feeding the hopes and dreams of children. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org right now.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing on with our local news, Matthew N. Shears of Pigeon appeared for arraignment on February 11th. The court documents show Shears is facing three counts of larceny by conversion, along with two counts involving non-sufficient fund checks. Under a plea agreement, Shears has agreed to pay full restitution to the victims. Sentencing is scheduled for April 13th at 9 a.m. in Circuit Court. Construction of a new Port Austin Pavilion is moving forward steadily, even amid cold and snowy conditions. Officials report that work has continued on schedule, highlighting the project's resilience despite challenging winter weather. The pavilion is expected to be completed by late summer 2026, with final inspections and landscaping scheduled for August.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, moving on to our national news. Gun accessory company settlement in Buffalo. A prominent manufacturer of firearm accessories has agreed to pay $1.75 million to victims and families of the 2022 Buffalo supermarket shooting. The lawsuit alleged that the company's products were designed to circumvent state laws regarding high-capacity magazines. The settlement is being hailed by advocates as a significant step in holding the firearm industry accountable for product marketing. The funds are expected to be distributed among the survivors to cover ongoing medical costs and trauma counseling. And then our international news, Red Hand Day highlights child soldier plight. international organizations are observing Red Hand Day today, a global campaign to end the recruitment and use of child soldiers. Events are being held at the UN and in various conflict zones to raise awareness about the millions of children currently affected by war. Advocates are calling on world leaders to increase funding for reintegration programs. The Red Hand symbol serves as a stark reminder of the human rights violations committed against youth in areas of armed conflict. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.